Whether you want your dog to come, heal, or sit, it's the Tip Top Canine Podcast, and you know what time is it. All right, Tip Top people, welcome back, dog lovers all around the world, to another exciting edition of the Tip Top Canine Podcast. My name is Clay Clark. I'm the former United States Small Business Administration Entrepreneur of the Year, and I am joined here with Ryan Wimpy.
What's going on?
The founder of Tip Top Canine. I know nothing about dogs, really don't even like dogs, and so I'm here as kind of like the Charles Barkley of this show to stir it up. Marshall over there likes dogs.
I love dogs.
Currently doesn't own a dog.
Don't own a dog.
Is a business coach, but spent a lot of time around dogs growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, what's your stance on dogs?
I'm allergic to dogs.
Okay, so you and I share the same. I'm mentally allergic. You're physically allergic. Yeah. Fine.
We're going to get
so,
all you guys dogs.
We have two. It's 50% right now. All of our listeners are dog lovers. Unless you're a sick, twisted freak and you're listening to a podcast.
They probably hear you say that and they're like, oh, this guy. I don't know. I like the other guy, but this guy.
This guy. This guy's crazy. Okay, so here is our next topic area is we're talking about potty training 101. Marshall, you have some hot, tough questions you're going to ask the dog whisperer.
How do I potty train my dog?
That's a good question, Marshall. So yeah. Big question too.
Yeah.
But really it boils down to routine. Okay. So what you need to do is you have a little Rover, right? You have your little Maltese. You look like a Maltese kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So you have your Maltese, you take him outside to the same spot. You say the same thing, right? Mm. So you take him out to your little potty spot, wherever you want him to go for the rest of his life.
Oh.
And you tell him, hey, go potty, Alfred, go potty. And you give him a few minutes, 4 or 5 minutes or whatever, and if he doesn't potty, then he doesn't come back in the house and get freedom. He has to go either on a place command, a little doggy timeout, or he needs to go in his crate. Mm. And then 15 to 20 minutes later, you're going to take him out again to the same spot. If you need to, if he doesn't come when called, then you're going to take him on leash. You're going to take him to the same spot, say the same thing again. Hey, go potty, Alfred. Go potty. And if he potties, then he gets freedom in the house. If he doesn't, he goes back to the crate.
Is the crate not a mean thing? I mean, I find myself saying. Yeah. I find myself saying, yeah, this is a dog, and a dog has a soul, and I just think you shouldn't put in a crate. That's so mean. You is a mean man, Ryan. Yeah.
No, the crate's not mean. Dogs have a den instinct, and so it's not mean. Also, we can teach the dogs to like their crate, but it's a, like, I've known dogs that have chewed electrical cords, right? Chewed the siding off the house, and then they get taken to the pound. Like, the crate is just a way to control the dog while it's growing up. It's the same as you don't leave your child who's like 5 years old loose at home or 4 years old just to do whatever they want and hope they don't do anything crazy, right?
Okay, so now, that is Marshall. You have a tough question about crates.
Well, how do you get them acclimated to crate training? How do you crate train a dog?
Absolutely. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to feed the dog in the crate only.
Right? Feed it in only in the crate.
Only in the crate. So I'm going to get the food, put it in the bowl. Put the bowl in the crate, close the door, and lock it, right? And so 15, 20 minutes later, I'm going to open the cage. I'm going to take the food out, let the dog go potty. But whether he eats or doesn't eat, the food comes out. And we can do that once or twice a day, depending on the age of the dog. But he only has to eat in the crate. And what that'll do is say he is anxious in the crate, he'll have to calm down in order to eat because he can't be anxious and eat at the same time, right?
This is the question I have about dog training. And Marshall, you have some other great questions.
This is
what I have is, how long does it take before it quits defecating in my den? How long does it take before it quits urinating in my house? How long does it take to get my freedom back from that beast?
Well, that's a great question. So it can take 6 to 8 months before the dog actually gets full bladder control. Right, just like humans, they kind of. If you potty train,
I'm still working through that 6 to 8 months.
Oh, man. So you've got a lot of kids. They potty train at different ages, right? And so there's going to be generalities, but it's still going to take a little time for them to get physical control. But then the other part depends on the human. How consistent is the human? Right? Is the human consistent?
I'm very regular. I am very regular.
Oh, no.
He drinks a lot of prune.
So he's much.
So oh no.
Yeah, Marshall.
So consistency matters. That's kind of the biggest
regular
thing
to taking the dog outside.
Regular,
very consistent. Now I got a question. What should I be putting in the crate with the dog? How should I be putting up a mobile? Should I be putting toys in there? Should a blanket? What should I be putting?
So sure, Michael Jackson.
No, wow. To start with, you can put some little toys in there, but no blankets, no dog beds.
No.
Oh, nothing
like that. Yeah, because what'll happen is a lot of dogs will use that basically as a potty pad, and then they'll move it to the side. Mm. And they'll learn, hey, I don't have to hold it in the crate. I can just pee in the crate, and I can push that pee over to the side, and I'm good.
Yes. Now, speaking about potty training dogs, Martha, what's the next question you have?
What about like puppy pads? Puppy pads. Educate me, because what is a puppy pad, and should I have one?
Yeah. So the puppy pad is basically a pad. It's an absorbent pad that people put on the ground. And it's called a puppy pad because a lot of breeders use it to potty train puppies. So they have 6 or 8 puppies inside, and they teach the dogs, or the dogs learn. Mom teaches them, hey, the dog's sniffing around, about to pee. Mom kind of noses them over because mom doesn't want them to pee or poop right next to her, right? And the dogs learn, hey, I can kind of live over here, and I can kind of pee over here, right? And then what a lot of people do is they take those home, and they're like, oh, I don't want to have to take the dog outside because I'm, you know, I don't want to. It's hot or cold or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they put a pad out on the floor and try to teach the dog to pee on the pad. But the problem with that is, first, you're teaching your dog to pee inside.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm. That's bad, right? Like, I just went to a house, and they have, like, a 60-pound dog. And they were like, oh, we're on the third floor, so we decided to use a potty pad. Well, dear God, the dog pees, like...
Everywhere.
Everywhere. He pees like half a gallon inside their house.
What? Oh, my,
like,
God.
Yeah. Oh, my. Like, it's not okay. First off, then that goes to potty pad. It'll go to potty rug, potty mat, potty sweatpants, potty whatever.
Potty anything. Bed.
Potty. Yeah.
Yes. This is a notable quote I've been working on over here.
Okay.
A puppy pad is a powerful, proven tool that patient puppy people have found to make profound performance improvements.
Did
you agree with
improvements with the puppy pad? Get rid of them. Trash the pad.
So are you saying that a puppy pad is not a powerful, proven tool patient puppy people have found to make profound performance improvements?
It's not. No. Now, throw them away.
Now, how big should the crate be that I'm putting in my house for the dog? How big? Like, should I find the smallest one possible, most economic, or the biggest one, or should I just use my house as the crate, or
yeah,
what?
Don't use the house. So, great question. Don't use the house. Don't use the, they're like, oh, I just keep him in the laundry room. Okay, well, yeah. That's not okay either. He yeah. needs a crate to start with.
Okay.
Right? So it needs to be big enough for him to kind of turn around. He needs to be able to stand up. If he can't turn around or stand up, it's too small. But to start with, when we're potty training, we want it to be on the smaller side. We don't want it to be where he can go poop on one side and sleep on the other. That's too big of a crate.
Mm. Okay.
Yep.
So big enough to turn around,
yeah,
but not too big.
Not too big.
If you haven't heard the song "Total Eclipse of the Heart," you need to listen to it.
Oh, wow.
Turn around. Every now and then, I get a little bit nervous. Marshall, is that not the best wedding song?
The Circle of Humanity.
When you get to the end of a wedding reception, you play that song. Yeah. It is a great.
The Pyramid of Humanity.
It is a great thing. Whereas the puppy pad is not a great thing.
That's not a great thing.
Marshall, you have one more heart. You have one more hard-hitting question, and then we're gonna let Andrew, the videographer, coder, pile on with his final puppy question.
Okay, so check this out. How much time should a dog be spending in the crate versus not in the crate during the day?
That's a good question. So it normally takes a little while before they can build up that bladder control.
Yeah.
But basically, a year-old dog should be able to hold it for 8 hours.
Okay.
Right. But if your dog's like 4 months old, he's still going to have to go out regularly.
Yeah.
And so depending on the size of the dog, like a 5-pound dog with a little bitty bladder, the size of your like thumbnail, you know,
I have a big thumbnail.
Well, you got a bigger one for sure. Yeah. You're a big man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can build up their time in the crate, but to start with, especially when they're puppies, they need out regularly.
Okay.
For sure. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Andrew, we have time for one more tough, hard hitting puppy question that the people want to know, the profound puppy questions that the people want to know. How do we give us the profound questions that are swirling around in your cranium?
So what are some of the like the cool tricks that the dogs or puppies are going to learn over here at Tip Top?
Oh yeah. Well, one thing we do is we heal off leash, right? Ooh. We get a lot of dogs where people don't even need a leash. The dog stays right at their left side, lined up with their left leg, and doesn't move, right?
Impressive.
You just walk or heal off leash, and that's pretty cool. Also, we teach dogs to jump on fire hydrants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just as a trick.
Okay. Now, if you are listening today and you say, I don't really like my job. It's not fulfilling. I find myself doing a job that's, let's say right now that you are a school teacher and you're thinking about going on strike. This is a big hot topic because you make $31,000 a year. And you say to yourself, I would like to make, you know, like $30,000 every 3 months, every 4 months.
Yeah.
Well, you could invest in buying your own tip-top canine business. So if someone out there is listening and they seriously, sincerely are, they are a teacher, and right. they were to say, you know what, I'm going on strike and I ain't coming back. One, you have to find a territory that's open. You guys have a location in Boise, Idaho, Twin Falls, Idaho, Owosso, Oklahoma. You guys are growing all over the planet.
Right.
But what's involved if I want to buy a tip-top canine business?
Well, first, we don't actually accept everyone that just, you know, applies. So you actually have to come out and work with us, shadow, see what it is, see what it entails, and we need to make sure that you're going to be a good fit for our culture.
Nice. So right. again, you heard it here. If you want to own a tip-top canine business, it all starts by making the call or just go to tiptopcanine.com today. Fill out the form. You can schedule a meet and greet with Mr. Ryan. He can determine whether you're a good fit for the tip-top canine culture. But if you are, you can make copious amounts of cash training man's best friend. It turns out this is this is man's best friend. Maybe because I'm like an antisocial person.
That's why.
This just shows that I'm an antisocial person. This is man's best friend. I'm antisocial.
You need a Leonberger, Clay. You need a Leonberger. You do some research on the Leonberger.
Too early in the morning to have one of those.
Ryan will disagree with me. But.
All right. Well, again, thank you for listening. And on our next podcast, we will be talking a little bit more about dog training and specifically how to socialize your dog.